We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
What's up? I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Nadia.
Hi, I'm Gwynnie. Today we are going to see how God got Moses' attention.
Let's read from the third chapter of Exodus.
Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian.
He led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush.
Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up.
So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up.
When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush.
Moses, Moses!
And Moses said, Here I am.
Do not come any closer, God said.
Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground.
Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God.
The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt.
I've heard them crying out because of their slave drivers.
I am concerned about their suffering.
So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians.
To bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land.
A land flowing with milk and honey.
So now, go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?
God said, I will be with you.
And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you.
When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the foaming seas abroad.
Moses had just experienced an amazing miracle.
Imagine a bush burning and burning without burning up. And imagine God speaking to him. How do you think Moses felt, Caroline?
He was probably, like, scared because he didn't know that it was God and he was really frightened.
Before he had this experience with God, do you think Moses thought he was someone special, someone who would be a leader?
No.
What do you think?
He probably wondered why God had chosen him.
He probably thought, how could he possibly do what God called him to do?
But God assured him that he would be with him every step of the way.
God would give Moses everything that he would need to get the work done.
Well, let's read more.
What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, the Lord did not appear to you? Moses said. Then the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand?
A staff, he replied.
The Lord said, throw it on the ground. Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake. Then the Lord said to him, reach out your hand and take it by the tail.
So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand.
This, said the Lord, is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. Then the Lord said, put your hand inside your cloak.
So Moses put his hand into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was leprous.
Now put it back into your cloak, he said. So Moses put his hand back into his cloak.
And when he took it out, it was restored like the rest of his flesh.
Then the Lord said, if they do not believe you or pay attention to the first miraculous sign, they may believe the second.
But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground.
The water you take from the river will become blood on the ground.
Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue. The Lord said to him, who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute?
Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord?
Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say.
But Moses said, O Lord, please send somebody else to do it.
Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses, and he said, what about your brother, Aaron the Levite? I know he can speak well. He is already on his way to meet you, and his heart will be glad when he sees you.
You shall speak to him and put words in his mouth.
I will help both of you speak, and will teach you what to do.
Tell me what Moses was thinking during this amazing experience he was having.
He was probably thinking, like, why send me? I mean, I'm really not the right person for this.
Okay, Hallie?
He was also probably thinking, well, maybe, like, God really wouldn't help him and because he was maybe so bad at it and that he'd just never be that good.
Okay, so he was afraid maybe he was going to disappoint God.
Yeah.
That was a pretty big job he was calling him to do, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How about you, Caroline?
He was probably, like, wondering at the same time, like, is this true? Like, is this really happening? Like, because he's, like, wondering, like, and he's wondering, like, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. Like, you know?
Yeah.
He was probably thinking, like, I don't want to go back to Egypt, okay? Maybe I can maybe do this job, but there's no way, because, like, his last memories there were of, like, bad things, and
right.
He probably didn't want to go back.
Okay, besides the big job God had called him to do, he was maybe feeling like he would be in danger himself,
yep.
Too.
Well, I think he wasn't that sure that the Israelites would really listen to him. God helped him. God gave him miracles to make the people see.
With God's help, Moses could do amazing things, turning his staff into a snake,
making his hand diseased, and then healing it.
Turning water into blood. God even gave Moses a helper, his brother Aaron.
Aaron could help him speak.
What did God promise Moses?
That he would be with him.
God will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise. He will teach you all his ways. He will help you in times of trouble.
with you and will watch over you wherever you go.
That's his promise.
God said, I will never leave you. Never will I forsake you.
That's his promise.
God said, I will be a father to you and you will be my sons and daughters.
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord.
Bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry.
That's his promise.
Jesus said, whoever believes in me will not die, but will have eternal life.
That's his promise.
Jesus said, I will come back and take you to be where I am.
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord.
We're going to see how Moses got Pharaoh's attention.
It took a while.
Pharaoh didn't listen at first.
But you will see and hear some amazing things Moses did with God's help.
We hope you can join us.
Let's pray. Dear Father, you gave Moses everything he needed to do, the work you called him to do, and you give us everything that we need to do, the work you call us to do. Thank you, Father, for protecting us, loving us, helping us, making us strong. We may think we are not qualified to do some things, but if it is in your will, we can do anything. Thank you for always being with us. In the name of Jesus, your Son, we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com. Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box, 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
And remember,
God will always be with you. See you next time.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.